So this quick to listen is that research. It's a deep understanding. I've said it before that I think great marketers have like a high skill in empathy. And empathy is imagining yourself in someone else's shoes. I think better than just like trying to imagine yourself in someone else's shoes is like document, record, analyze. Welcome to Marketing with Matt. If you're an entrepreneur or business owner looking to create more margin in your life and business, you're in the right place. For more after the show, be sure to check out profitmoreworkless.com. This is going to be a little bit of an insight into a world I don't talk a lot about, but I was confronted by this week. And so this is marketing lessons from the New Testament. And so we're going to hit it right away. I think you might appreciate it. But so this was James, brother Jesus, has a book and it's included in the New Testament. And he has this line, which most folks probably know, and maybe they didn't know it was attributed to James, but it was essentially, be quick to listen and slow to speak. That's, I don't know, sort of conventional common wisdom, maybe in the Western world that's been heavily influenced by Christianity. That idea is not new or like remarkable to most folks. Like, oh, be quick to listen and slow to speak. And maybe if we just simplify, we just go to like the slow to speak, because the idea of being quick to listen is actually super difficult. And that's what I was like thinking about. It's like, how do you be quick to listen? Listening feels like doing nothing. I should be quick to not respond, to like stay silent, to just, I don't know, like be inactive here in this process. And you'd be like, it feels like if you're doing that, no one's going to say, oh, he was a really quick listener. Unless the translation is like with our kids is like, listening is doing, not just hearing. But that's a Matt Decino, that's a Decino householdism for toddlers there. But I was thinking about this, reading it, and I realized, I was like, man, this is such a good marketing lesson. So here's what I'd say from the marketing side of it. I see a lot of folks come in and they want to market whatever their business, their product is. And it's very easy to fixate on yourself, like the product you want to create, the outcome that you want to experience, the freedom, the income, even the impact, all of those things. And so they'll go straight into like crafting a message, crafting an offer, crafting content, crafting ads. And a lot of times I'm like, you got to start with a deep understanding of who you're serving. Like it's actually understanding your avatar. And so I want to give some practical takeaways of what I think it looks like to be quick to listen when it comes to marketing. And so the idea of customer research, one great vehicle for this is literally looking and seeing what your potential customers are saying. It could be a Facebook group, could be a Reddit community, could be could be an in-person community. You should know the voice of your potential customer before you create a product. You should know their problems before you try and solve their problems. Even if, I would challenge this, like even if you are solving a problem version, it's like a past version of yourself. So you feel like I know my avatar because it's a past version of me. That is an very valid hack to this process, because you're like, okay, you do deeply understand yourself. I would encourage you to still take an extra beat to go out and hear what people are saying now today, because sometimes the problems that you experienced 5 years ago, they're still here today, but maybe they just talk about them in a little bit of a different way, or maybe there's a little bit of a different face to the monster that you had to beat at the past level there. And so this quick to listen is that research. It's a deep understanding. I've said it before that I think great marketers have like a high skill in empathy, and empathy is imagining yourself in someone else's shoes. I think better than just like trying to imagine yourself in someone else's shoes is like document, record, analyze someone in their shoes, like actually your potential customer. So understanding deeply your avatar and taking time to hear exactly how they are talking about their problems, or in particular, the problems that you're wanting to solve for them, is such a critical step. And the slower you can be, or I guess the quicker you can be to listen, and the quickness to listen is like, how quickly can you take action to gather, to listen, to aggregate all of that customer sentiment, all of that customer voice? Oh, this is like, you know, they call it customer generated content, or user generated content, the UGC. That is absolute gold, because then when you're slow to speak, when you come out with a message, you come up with an offer, the weight, the impact, the resonance of what you're saying, of what you're communicating is so different. It is a next level effectiveness because you were quick to listen and actually gather that up. And so this is not, you know, like I said, a revolutionary concept. I could have probably talked about it without sourcing the author there, but I want to give you, you know, fair and real insights of, I'm pretty sure that's who's accredited with that statement there. And I think there's wisdom that goes beyond just the practicality in our own lives. Although for me, practically, I was thinking like, oh gosh, I could do this better with my wife. Be quick to listen and slow to speak. But as I was thinking about it in like a personal application, I couldn't help but like feel, oh my gosh, there is a professional application here that's a skill that I want to continue to develop even internally for our team, because we can go off on tangents and kind of presume we know the way. It's very tempting to go into like quick to speak. And if our instinct is we want to be quick to listen, slow to speak, I think our words are going to have more weight. I think they have more impact. And in the challenge of, you know, marketing, connecting people to other people that have a product or a service, that quick to listen, slow to speak muscle you can develop in for your brand, for your marketing there, I think it's just going to pay huge dividends in the impact and the outcome of your marketing. Thanks for tuning in for this week's Marketing with Matt. Check out profitmoreworkless.com to learn how we create high margin marketing. Also, if you know someone who'd enjoy the podcast, feel free to make a recommendation. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. Okay, bye for now.